there that is, Facebook Live, podcast audio going, and things could be happening. It might be the wine cellar, or as the new homie Loco, I forgot cuz name on Twitter, said, oh, is that podcast lady? Is that what she called?
Wine cellar lady.
Wine cellar lady.
And wine cellar man.
All right, we are wine cellar lady and wine cellar man. Let's figure this thing out.
Now, sisters and brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of sheroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I'm going to tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, big violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
All right, welcome to the wine cellar. That's what I'm having, all right. I'm never going to have one. That's no good. No bueno. All right, so we have news, we have comments, we have stuff, we have things. I don't think I have any personal journal updates. I did share a bunch of pictures of the cats on Twitter, so if you follow me on Twitter, you can see the cats, even when they were little kittens and adorable, before they started growing up and breaking all the shit in my house. Yeah. Right? Right.
Scariest right. moment was when, because you know... I mean, I say you know as if this is some shit that I've always known. I've never really watched a whole squad of kittens grow up. And okay. apparently, they really want to jump on shit. And I think it's mostly just, you know, it's nature. It's yeah. like, they're what, apex predators?
Yes.
So they want to get on top of shit, observe, and kill.
Yeah.
But the shit they want to get on, we don't have that much space.
Nope.
So they jumped on the stove and knocked on the gas stove thing.
Yes.
Scared the shit out of me because I'm already scared as fuck of gas.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, Phoenix, come and help. I don't know what's happening. And you smelled it. And you were like, oh, God damn it. So now we have Teflon tape over the stove knobs.
We do.
Even though the cats are basically grown little men.
Yeah. Well, they still like to jump on top of the counter and then jump on top of the fridge from there and then walk across the top of the cabinets and sleep up there.
Yeah.
They'll be too big for that soon, I think.
In the archive chat space, there is Dino Red, Red Rock, and he has said, what is up, black peoples? And Jessica May said, what is that? Oh, the fucking said cute little monsters. They
yes.
are, they actually are. Cats are fucking, they represent evolution better than anything.
They do.
Yeah, you want to talk about, you could argue for intelligent design, but I think they represent evolution.
I think it's a good thing they don't have opposable thumbs. We'd be fucked.
Oh, yeah, because keep in mind, the cat family has tigers in it. We can't beat them.
And lions, and cheetahs, and jaguars.
Fuck.
I told you, I was doing that, helping youngest child with the report he had to do for school about jaguars. Apparently there's a fucking jaguar named El Jefe who just fucking eats grizzly bears. Nigga.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, good to know. Alright, so I guess since we're happy, I'll give you guys a good story. You get one good fucking story. One. This is it.
Just one. Well, then I should start the YouTube recording then.
Oh, yeah, you should do that. There's a couple in there that are kind of funny, like white men doing white men things, like Florida white men things. But as far as actual good news, this is the only fucking thing I got. So just embrace it, enjoy it, take advantage while you can. Now, are you familiar with the company Patagonia?
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Really?
What is this?
It's a clothing company.
You know what? For some reason, we cover so much bullshit. I'm like, I can't even accept that you're saying. You're literally saying it's a good news story.
Good news story.
I'm being snarky with the soundboard. No, it's not.
It's a good news story. Okay. So Patagonia is a clothing company, and their CEO's name is Rose Marcario. And she has announced her company will be donating $10 million to combat climate change. See, I told you it was good fucking news, you asshole.
Right.
Damn. In a letter she posted to LinkedIn, Patagonia CEO announced her company is donating, to nonprofit groups who work on issues related to climate change and the environment. The money will be coming from the tax break Patagonia received under Trump's tax reform bill. Under the new policy, Patagonia will be paying $10 million less in taxes each year. Mercario wrote, quote, based on last year's irresponsible tax cut, Patagonia will owe less in taxes this year, $10 million less in fact. Instead of putting the money back into our business, we're responding by putting $10 million back into the planet. Our home planet needs it more than the company does. See, I fucking told you it was good news.
Jesus Christ, that sounds like when, a comedian made a gang of money on a special, and and because they already make so much money off movies and shit, they just gave it all away. The motherfuckers were like, why? He said, because I don't think of it as my money. I think of it as the money. It's like water. It's a resource.
Yeah. Marcario referred to the government's own newly released report on climate change, which not off-base tangent, but I would just like to remind y'all, everyone's quoting Donald Trump because he's like, oh, I don't believe the climate change. Yes, the fuck he does.
Huh?
He fucking does. He put up a applied for a permit for his little fucking golf course in Ireland, and they put up seawalls and specifically cited climate change as the reason why. Because climate change was causing damage and, rising sea levels. And they didn't want the golf course to go underwater or be damaged. So, I don't give a fuck what he's saying for his base when the cameras are on. That nigga absolutely fucking believes in climate change, okay? So fucking stop that bullshit quote. That's not true, alright?
So far, I know that this has been said on the Wine Cellar podcast and the Ralph Nader Radio Hour.
Because we are nerds. We are dorks, but...
And Dino is waiting for the Florida stuff.
Yes.
And Jessica May said, that's awesome. More of this world.
Yes. Marcario referred to the government's own newly released report on climate change and continued, our home planet is facing its greatest crisis because of human-caused climate disruption. All the extra heat we've trapped in the Earth's atmosphere is not only melting poles and raising sea levels, it's intensifying droughts and accelerating the extinctions of species. The most recent climate assessment report puts it in stark terms. The U.S. economy could lose hundreds of billions of dollars, and the climate crisis is already affecting us all. Mega fires, toxic algae blooms, deadly heat waves, and hurricanes. Far too many have suffered the consequence of global warming in recent months, and the political response so far has been woefully inadequate, and the denial is just evil. Taxes protect the most vulnerable in our society, our public lands and other life-giving resources. In spite of all this, the Trump administration initiated a corporate tax cut, threatening the services at the expense of our planet. Yeah? See?
Yeah.
Good. I told you guys I had good news.
And, who is that? I think that says Britain. Britain Gadsden, in the archive chat space said climate change isn't profitable. And Dino Local said, is Phoenix Kalita upset today? Seems a little angrier than usual.
I'm never in a good mood when I get a call from the principal.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I'm never in a good mood when the principal calls.
Jesus Christ, man. We're the parents of that kid.
Yep.
Like, now, like, before I wanted to, you know, maybe show up on school one day, like, hey, I look pretty cool, kids, cooler than you, because, I'm a millennial, and you're Generation Z, and you're just not that fucking cool. And, you know, just kind of show up and vibe like that. Now it's like,
Mm-hmm.
You're who's responsible.
Yep.
Fuck.
Although it seems to be very mutual, so, you know, as far as sharing responsibility.
Yeah, the other unit of offspring, I don't think that the breeders that produced this one are particularly reputable individuals.
No, no. Oh, also a note on the company site notes that Patagonia has donated $89 million since they launched the 1% for the Planet program, which donates profits to environmental projects from, environmental projects all over the world.
$89 million.
Yeah.
I would also, you know how many people you could make unhomeless?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, because, I mean, climate change, you're not going to win. That's in the can. Mm-hmm. You know, and all these models that keep saying 20 years, 12 years, remember that's prediction based off what it is now.
Right.
It's going to get worse.
Like,
faster.
In 5 years, it's going to be very different.
Yeah, like, yeah, 3 years from now, they're going to be like, fuck, we got 7 years.
Right.
Yeah, like, basically, climate change is the project you knew you were supposed to start doing before winter break.
Yeah.
All right, and then winter break's going to be over. And it's going to be real warm.
Well, it's more like a group project that you were supposed to start before winter break, but as usual, when you do a group project, half the people fuck it up.
Yep.
Yeah.
You like holding your tablet upside down, or did you not?
The chargers.
What? The put the charger in the top?
Yeah.
Fucking Samsung.
Yeah. That's actually the only reason why, because it's charging right now. So also in 2007, Patagonia sued the Trump administration for getting rid of protections on roughly 2 million acres of land in Utah's Bears Ears and Grand Staircase National Monuments. It was the biggest elimination of public lands in a pen stroke, says Mercario. We've been protecting wilderness for decades and our customers respect nature. So if the current administration wants to sell off our cultural heritage to the highest bidder, then we're going to do everything we can to fight it. In 2018, the Patagonia company also formally endorsed two Democratic candidates for the U.S. Senate during the 2018 midterms. Both candidates won. And seeing as how money and politics are two measurements of power at the forefront of Trump's thinking, maybe Patagonia's latest message is something he should take note of.
Legit.
See, I gave you good news. What do you want from me?
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
All right.
Yes. Arizona man.
Ah, shit.
Just very close to Florida man. Accidentally shoots himself in the groin. Officers responded to reports of a shooting in an Arizona Walmart when they found a man with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the groin area. Police say the victim was carrying an unholstered handgun in the front of his sweatpants, and it fired as he tried to reposition his pants to prevent the weapon from falling.
In sweatpants. Let me get gray sweatpants, huh? Is that when he's part of the movement?
He might be part of the movement.
All right.
So I also like that, like, whoever wrote this, like, there was a little snark in it from the police, because they put in the report, they noted that adult male accidentally shot himself in the groin inside Walmart at Watson and Yuma, being transported to hospital. No other injuries. Injury appears survivable. Like, somebody wrote survivable. Just to be an ass, I'm sure. But that's kind of funny, too.
Injury appears survivable.
Yes.
Oh, shit. This nigga Britton said Cheddar Bob.
Yes.
Mr. Sir.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Maybe I did stack too many bad stories.
Damn, you did?
I might have. The U.S. government has decided to continue controversial experiments on dogs. Did I tell you about that one?
I think you told me in the car. Yeah, like, what the fuck are they doing to dogs? And I'm not even into dogs, but it's like, don't be doing stuff. Like, what is this stuff they're doing that I think they shouldn't do?
Researchers running the experiments remove sections of the dog's brains that control breathing, sever spinal cords, test cough reflexes, and implant pacemakers before triggering abnormal heart rhythms. All dogs will ultimately be euthanized.
And this is so that they can fix soldiers on the battlefield.
Yes.
Why don't you just not have war?
No.
Just stop invading.
That's
shit?
Un-American. Why don't you love America?
That actually... That is un-American, and that's quite literally why I don't love America. Fucking goddamn it.
Yes. The testing was first exposed by anti-animal testing group last year called the White Coast Weight Project, and Congress passed a law prohibiting the VA from conducting further tests without its secretary's direct approval. However, the VA spokesman, Kurt Kasshauer, says that former VA Secretary David Shulkin signed off on continuing the experiments the day he was fired by Donald Trump in March. There's a lot going on there. But Shulkin, who lost his job amid allegations he misspent taxpayer funds on vacations to Europe with his wife, told newspapers he had never actually been asked to restart the dog tests. Documents currently show that the VA is carrying out nine different types of experiments on dogs at various facilities in Cleveland. Tests involve using electrodes on dogs' spinal cords to measure cough reflexes before and after severing the cords. And in Richmond, Virginia, experiments include implanting pacemakers, then inducing abnormal heart rhythms while running the animals on treadmills to test cardiac function before draining their blood. That's happening. I don't even fucking have... That's fucking horrible. I don't even have fucking a commentary for that shit. That's fucking horrible.
Yeah, they're doing it on purpose, and it's... To me, it reminds me of fucking when we covered this way back. This is old Wine Cellar, back when it was telephone block talk audio. And the it was about the FBI convicting black men using dog hair as fake hair for DNA samples and just lying and saying, oh, that was that black man's hair.
Yeah, which is also like,
light-skinned black men.
Like, what?
Very, very, very light skin.
Like, how the fuck did you pull hair off a golden retriever and be like, nah, that's Negro hair right there. What?
Yeah, I guess maybe they use, what do they call them, black labs or...
But the hair is still straight.
Yep.
Like, how?
Cocker Spaniel? It's wavy. It's wavy. That nigga had a durag.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I don't know. So the government is doing that, so hopefully they can, make better soldiers to kill more people.
And Jessica May is of the opinion that this is sick and what the fuck is wrong with them. Even though that's more of a question than an opinion.
I mean, white men in power, so that probably has a lot to do with it. New Mexico.
Yeah.
Apparently people don't know New Mexico as a state in the Union.
Oh, fuck. I mean, I'm sure like when I was a child... Maybe even a preteen I didn't know when I had to actually look at a map and be like, fuck, that's a state? All right, well, let's do that.
Gavin Clarkson from New Mexico was with his then-fiancé, and they visited the District of Columbia Courts Marriage Bureau on November 20th to apply for a marriage license. But once there, the couple encountered a problem. The clerk would not accept Clarkson's driver's license from New Mexico as proof of his identity. Rather, the clerk believed Clarkson was a foreign citizen and said he would have to provide an international passport to get his marriage license. Yeah. What?
Ah! Oh, I was looking for the chapstick.
Oh, I told you, you dropped it on the floor.
Oh.
After Clarkson objected, the clerk went to check with her supervisor, who also confirmed Clarkson needed a passport. That's good. That's good. So, apparently people don't know Mexico is a state in the Union.
And these are people that, like, they fucking... You share road space with these people.
Yeah.
You merge with them. All right? That's what's going on. Like, I'm deliberately trying to look at both cameras. This is like real TV now. Switching back to make eye contact with the camera. Hey, yeah. All right? Those people, you know what else they're doing? They're breeding.
They are.
And they're raising those units of offspring to be the new improved version of them.
They are. India?
Yeah, you like India?
Oh, this is a little fun. Bank technicians in India were summoned to investigate why an ATM had not been working for days. And inside the ATM, they found almost $18,000 worth of shredded rupee notes and a dead rodent.
Wait, let's do that sentence again.
What they found inside the ATM was almost $18,000 worth of shredded Indian rupee notes and a dead rodent.
The rodent did it?
The rodent did it. The rodent broke into the ATM, ate the paper, and then died from eating so much paper.
Master Splinter was high as fuck, nigga. Nigga, that's the real secret of the ooze, nigga. He was faded, nigga. That's what the ooze is. It's just really, really old bong water, and he drank it all.
Oh, no.
Nigga. Britain Loco in the archive chat space said, if it has Mexico in it, and anything with Mexico in it's bad.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Come on. fucking Jessica May said Mickey got expensive taste.
Yeah.
Why are you talking about Mickey Mouse?
Because he just had a birthday. I think he just turned 90.
That was one of those things that George Carlin was pissed off joking about. Like, why the fuck do I need to know it's the birthday of an imaginary rodent? This is what's wrong with this country.
Disney did not pay all those millions of dollars to keep copywriting that shit to let you forget about Mickey Mouse's birthday, William.
Is Mickey Mouse even profitable anymore? When's the last Mickey movie come out?
Oh, they have a kids' TV show still. Mickey Mouse's Clubhouse.
Shitting me.
Yep.
Are they gonna churn out some pop stars?
No, it's an animated show.
I knew that. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that. That's okay.
All right.
Oh, let's see if Florida man.
All right.
Dino.
Hey.
Pinellas County, Florida. A Tampa man faces multiple charges after authorities say he led police on a 3-county chase in a U-Haul truck.
All right, let's do it again. Let's do it again. This fucking... What? You sure about that?
Yep.
About the things you just chose to say?
A Tampa man faces multiple charges after authorities say he led them on a 3-county chase in a U-Haul truck.
3-county chase. A chase implies speed.
Yes.
He was speeding in a U-Haul.
Yes.
On purpose.
It gets better.
I don't have anything in the soundboard for that. Yeah, fuck it. What else happens?
It gets better. It began around 2 a.m. on Monday after 55-year-old Jeffrey Hugh Thompson allegedly took off from a traffic stop. A trooper later spotted the U-Haul and the U-Haul Thompson was driving and started to follow him. About 30 minutes later, backup arrived. Y'all niggas was clearly in a hurry to take care of this. And a pursuit began on I-75 in Hillsborough County. The chase eventually went into Pinellas County, where deputies threw out a spike strip on Tampa Road to slow the truck. Troopers were then able to use a pursuit intervention technique known as a pit maneuver and ended the pursuit on Highlands Boulevard. Thompson was arrested and taken to Hillsborough County Jail on charges of reckless driving, fleeing, eluding, driving with a license suspended, and multiple felony warrants, including a career offender. You have to register as a career offender in Florida?
Career offender?
What the fuck did he do?
You got a Florida 01K? When you're a career offender? Do you just automatically get the company life insurance?
Yes.
How many vacation days does he have saved up? That sounds outstanding. A career offender.
Career offender.
That sounds like what the fucking 4chan wants to be. I want to be a career offender.
They might.
Of Snowflakian liberals. A career offender. What the fuck?
I might go back and find out what the fuck he did. But speaking of Florida men with police records...
Let me take a look at the archive chat space coming in a little fast. Dino Loco said, Florida man never disappoints.
Ever.
Oh, and on his program, say the name of your program, Dino. They said, we just did a story about a Florida man that was fornicating.
The horse. Is it the horse story?
Pony. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. I skipped that one. They're taking the bronyism to the next level.
Ew.
Britain Loco said, I've seen slow speed police chases. What the fuck?
Do you live in Florida? I just want to know.
And Jessica May said, also a con artist. Yeah, can you list off what the fuck he is again?
hold on. Let me go scroll back.
Let's do that again.
He was charged with reckless driving, fleeing and eluding, driving with a license suspended, multiple felony warrants, including career offender.
That's a thing you can do?
Apparently it is in Florida.
How the fuck do you career offend?
I'm about to tell you.
Aw, shit.
Because I have another Florida story.
God damn it. We gotta get to the shit that the title of the episode's for, it's clickbait.
It is. A 6-time convicted felon has been arrested again after deputies say he shot at 2 people in a bar. 1:45 a.m. in the morning, the Suwannee County Sheriff's Office received reports that a man in the parking lot of the Keg Room was shooting a rifle. Upon deputies arriving at the scene, the man had already run away. They met with a male victim who stated he was attempting to wrestle the rifle away from the unknown assailant when the gun went off, causing a bullet to hit his shirt. A second victim said that the subject pointed the rifle at her and fired around at her, but neither victim suffered any severe injuries. Deputies then found the suspect's truck crashed nearby. The suspect fled the scene of the crash, but with the assistance of the K-9 team, he was found hiding in the floorboards under a vehicle and taken into custody. The suspect was identified as David Paul Mankmeyer. Mankmeyer.
There's something funny, like, just the thought of a drunk white man running from a crashed vehicle is just a funny fucking thought.
With a rifle.
Fuck it.
David Paul Mankmeyer, age 42, is from St. Lucie, Florida, and is a six-time convicted felon who had once been convicted of attempted murder.
Six times? Career.
What the fuck happened to three strikes?
Three strikes is when it's just a job.
That's a job, it's not a career yet.
And Dino Loco, his program is The Shiznit Show.
Yes.
And I guess so you started that back up. So I remember being kind of pissed off back when I had a lot more. I could barely listen to programs anymore, mm-hmm. but like I used to be able to listen to programs all the time because I had the kind of job where I could play them at work all day. And I remember listening to the last episode of The Shiznit Show while outside barbecuing on a day off and just being like, damn, and that's the end of it. But Dino Loco brought the program back, The yes. Shiznit Show. All right. And Jessica May in the archive chat space, there needs to be a news network specifically about Florida. Yeah. Oh, what is it? The
News Jax 4.
Yeah. Check out News Jax 4. They are, Fiends Fleeter gets a lot of Florida news from there.
Yeah. So David was transported to Suwannee County Jail and charged with
what?
Aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, use of a firearm under the influence of alcohol, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, possession of ammunition by a convicted felon, resisting arrest without violence, and trespassing.
Okay, what state was this in?
Florida.
Okay, I'm wondering, man, like, don't trust my memory on this one. A lot of whiskey ran through it. Mm. But, I think Georgia passed that bill that was nicknamed the Guns Everywhere Bill, where you could have a gun in a bar. So one of those charges actually wouldn't apply if he was just across the Georgia border.
Ah, man.
Because, I mean, if you can have guns in a bar, obviously, you can handle one while you done had a, you know, couple little sippy dude there. Little dip your fingers in it. Come on, have a sip. See if it's the kind of drink for you, son.
Now, somebody said white supremacy is a suicide cult, and laws like that just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we should just recreationally self-segregate and just let them do their fucking thing.
To each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what, fucking, I mean, we could chip in. Buy cheap whiskey.
Just leave it on their doorstep.
Leave it while you're here. There you go.
It's the whiskey fairy. Just come and drop it off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? And put a bear trap by it.
Why?
I know. I always go too far. I can't just let shit be normal. Fucking. Okay.
All right.
You're getting down to the get down.
We are. We said you were covering this one too, or no? About the woman in jail.
Woman in jail. Oh shit. Yeah. Fucking. This is bad.
Okay. So.
And it's a cis woman.
Yes. So, again, Florida, although less funny this time, Tampa, Florida, a woman is suing... plug this fucking thing. A woman is suing the employees of Florida jail after they allegedly forced her to spend several hours in a cell surrounded by men because they suspected she was trans. The Miami Herald reports that 55-year-old Flor Pichardo de Voles had come from Miami, come to Miami from the Dominican Republic for the birth of her grandchildren in 2013, and she was arrested at the airport on an outstanding drug charge. Her arrest report lists her as female, and she was booked into the Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Center and processed as a woman and was strip searched. However, she had a history of high blood pressure, so she was examined by a nurse as a precaution. When the nurse asked about medications, Pichardo de Voles said she had been taking hormone pills And the nurse then questioned her about her gender. Fachardo de Velez said she was taking hormone pills for menopause symptoms, but despite that and the denial of being a man, the nurse, Fatou Karama Harris, sounds a lot like Kamala Harris, added a note that said, transgender, male parts, female tendencies. And she's like, but she's a cis woman, so she does not have...
And got strip searched. Matter of fact, that's just a jail thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a, that's a part of it, is the naked part.
Yeah. But not by that nurse. By the people who processed her. And the nurse wouldn't check her. So, yeah. The nurse then notified a doctor. Fred Vindo. Rodriguez Garcia, who reclassified Pachardo de Velez as a male without a physical examination. Pachardo insisted to an officer she was a woman, and the officer said, yeah, you're a woman. Good luck if you're alive tomorrow. What the fuck?
Yo, see, man, like, I hope she gets big money dollars and, like, and they fucking get thrown in cages.
Yeah.
Fuck them, yo.
Pachardo was then transferred to the Metro West Detention Center, an all-male jail, and shared a cell with about 40 men who kept jeering at her and yelling mommy at her, according to a newspaper. She was there for 10 hours and was so terrified to go to the bathroom she urinated on herself. Jail workers eventually realized the mistake once family members went to that facility to ask why she had been moved from where she was originally processed. Pachardo de Velez was removed from her holding cell and given a new examination. During the exam, Pachardo de Velez said several male officers laughed at her and someone took a photo of her. Ew. Once her gender was confirmed, she was moved back to the Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Center and recalled that the one who took a photo of her took a photo while she was undressed. Jesus Christ.
All cops.
All of them.
All cops.
Pachardo de Velez sued the county and the jail staff for negligence and cruel and unusual punishment, but the case was thrown out by a judge who said jail staffers were protected from a trial for negligence. Okay.
It's like the system is set up against the people or something.
It's like that.
Weird.
In November, the newspaper reported an appeals court ruled the conduct of the nurse and doctor amounts to deliberate indifference. And a Frank Hall, who was the judge, wrote in a unanimous opinion from the appeals court, quote, every reasonable prison officer and medical personnel would have known that wrongly misclassifying a biological female as a male inmate and placing that female in the male population of a detention facility was unlawful.
But somehow all these niggas that are in the fucking, because the 40 men in the thing, yeah. Somehow they knew.
Right.
What the right. Fuck?
I know.
Yeah, so, man.
Yeah, that happened, and that's horrible.
And that's the system you live in. Like, a lot. I mean, I'm sure a lot of us, like me, I've never gone through that process because I can run really fast. And, you know, and I'm sure some other heads that might be tuning into this program have never gone through that process. But that's what's right on the other side of if a cop fucking feels like it.
Yeah.
And you know it. Because there's some niggas that tune into the wine cellar that have some class privilege. Got the PayPal receipts to prove it. It's some niggas that got some class privilege that support the wine cellar. And I mean, even them, if a cop should so feel like it,
they will.
You're getting processed like this at the whims of motherfuckers. And that's, I'm literally gonna have to just call that a class of people. Motherfuckers.
Yeah. Sadist.
They use the word. It's not hyperbolic, it's accurate. Sadist. Mm-hmm. Let me go to the archive chat space.
Yes.
Shit's moving in. There's Dino Loco. Shout outs for Nichols. Britain Loco said, said they didn't check during a strip search. Yeah, but yeah, see, but not that nurse. Which is like, why the fuck are you a nurse?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Britain Loco said this shit is disgusting. Yeah, Britain Loco was displeased with this. And Sophia Loco also displeased.
Yeah.
And Sophia Loco educated me. I now know that when I finally do use the bath bombs that I got,
yeah,
that were on sale, it's not going to be nearly as awesome as I thought. I thought that when you dropped them in, it's going to be like, whoo, like little soapy volcano. Nah, it's just, yeah, it's probably what a lot of cis women went through with men talking about what it's going to be like. It's like, oh, yeah. Okay.
He tried.
This was warm beer.
Yeah. All right, wait, what did we title the episode for?
We titled the episode Starbucks, Tumblr, Art, and Sex Workers' Rights.
Okay, I will do this one tomorrow. The update on this one.
Okay.
Yeah?
I don't even know what it is.
It's the...
Update on what? I can't see the screen.
I can't see the screen.
Okay, yeah. Man sentenced to 3 years in prison for making secret sex tapes.
Yes. You want to do that one tomorrow?
Okay, yes.
Yes, okay, because that's an update.
Yeah, we covered that. So I remember we went into it thinking, because, you know, when we do white-on-white crime, we skim.
Right.
Because we want real reactions to the story. Then as we're reading it, we're like, oh, this is just a fucked up rape culture story.
Yeah, this is horrible.
And so we followed up on it because we...
Try to do that when we can.
We're reporters on some level.
Yeah, so we covered it when he got arrested and now he's been sentenced, so we'll go back to that clusterfuck of a story. All right, so Starbucks hates sex workers, which, I mean, everybody hates sex workers, so,
hey, yeah.
Just saying. Starbucks will start blocking pornography viewing on its store's Wi-Fi starting in 2019, the company announced, amid renewed public pressure on the coffee giant to stand by an internet safety proposal. A Starbucks representative told NBC News that the viewing of, quote, egregious content. What the fuck does that mean?
Egregious content.
What's egregious? Who's deciding?
Oh, really, really smart white men. They're on the ball. What? They're drunk and running from crash trucks.
They are drunk and running from crash trucks and shooting guns at people in bars.
Now, Sophia Loco just put in all caps, ethics in journalism.
It is about ethics in journalism. All right. Where was I? Oh, right. So we have identified a solution to prevent this content from being viewed within our stores, and we will begin introducing it to our U.S. locations in 2019, according to a company representative. The announcement was first reported by Business Insider and comes after a petition from internet safety advocacy group Enough is Enough. Fuck y'all niggas, by the way. Fuck y'all niggas.
Internet safety advocacy group called Enough is Enough.
Mm-hmm.
Have you read about them before already? You already know about them?
No, but that's all they do is they go around and try to get make it illegal to view porn.
What the fuck? I want to look up about them. Like, what's their deal? Are they Christians? They're probably conservative to some degree.
You know what, though? They might not be, because there's, like, a lot of space where, like, radical feminists and conservatives get together if it involves, like, hurting sex workers or shaming sex in any way.
So they might be some Anita Sarkeesians.
Yeah.
All right.
So they had an online petition that gathered 26,000 signatures. All 26,000 of you motherfuckers can go fuck yourselves, too. The nonprofit launched a porn-free campaign aimed at McDonald's and Starbucks in 2014, and it says while McDonald's responded rapidly and positively, Starbucks did not. Starbucks said in 2016 the company was, quote, in active discussions with organizations on implementing the right broad-based solution that would remove any illegal and other egregious content. According to a statement Monday by Enough is Enough CEO Donna Rice Hughes. But, she says, Starbucks never acted on it. In a letter Hughes said she received from Starbucks over the summer, the company vowed to address the issue, quote, once we determine that our customers can access our free Wi-Fi in a way that doesn't involuntarily block unintended content. Starbucks has not released details about how it plans to restrict the viewing of pornographic sites or illegal content over its Wi-Fi. Pornhub is developing a plan to work around the ban. The site is launching a new subdomain that promises to offer nudity-free, safe-for-work content. The page www.pornhub.com/sfw launched Thursday to give Pornhub users a potential workaround when the Starbucks ban rolls out next year. In a statement, they said, quote, to comply with Starbucks' new policy, we've created an option that allows fans to still enjoy great content to which they are accustomed, but that is appropriate for consumption in public places.
My Jesus, I hate the way things are written. I can't stand it.
Meanwhile, the vice president of YouPorn, a free pornographic video sharing site in one of the 200 most visited websites worldwide, responded by sending a memo to staff banning Starbucks products in its company offices starting January 1st.
Oh on some level, this shit is funny, but it is, because you told me how it's also a sex worker's rights story.
It is, because a lot of things, like, sex workers do is, you know, especially sex workers who don't necessarily have, like, internet at home, or, you know, they're working, or, you know, whatever, so they will go to somewhere like a Starbucks, or, you know, wherever we have Wi-Fi, and upload shit to their website. So if you're uploading, like, porn, like, if you have your own Pornhub account, and you're uploading shit to your Pornhub, you can't do that anymore using the Wi-Fi at Starbucks. Even though it's your content and your porn. It's the same thing with, like, pictures and news and things like that. And so a lot of sex workers use Wi-Fi at places because they're always working, you know, or it's just convenient while you're out, like, stop and upload something. Or it's like, oh, you know, somebody's, you know, a lot of sex workers will have a thing like, you know, if you send me whatever, how much money over PayPal, I'll send you a nude. And it's like, oh, I got my PayPal or my Venmo notification, gotta go send someone a nude. So, you know, you go to Starbucks, you get a coffee, and you send, you know, the people who just paid for your work, and you give them your work. And so it's going to make that a lot more difficult for sex workers now.
All right. And to, I'm gonna be specific here. They're not streaming a video so people can, somebody might walk by their chair and look and see and like, what the hell are you watching? What are they, is that a sin? I'm not sure. I need to pay closer attention. And but like, so that's not even that. They're literally just hitting upload. And then I would not be surprised if they're probably turning their smart device down.
Oh, probably. And, well, that's not, keep your nosy ass away from other people's fucking screens.
That would all, that'd be shit. Fun. You know? Yeah, that'd be pretty neat.
So, yeah, they're doing that. And of course, you have to remember, too, is the FOSTA restrictions are tightening up in January, too.
Yep, more of that.
So I imagine that might also be a factor. Hey.
So now we're going to take a look back in the archive chat space. It moved along a little swiftly there. Mm-hmm. And so we are going to see some of what was previously mentioned. They just be amusing me with my own words. Sophia Loco said, The Whims of Motherfuckers. Excellent title for this podcast. Because, you know, we upload it to different places. Like, I can make it The Whims of Motherfuckers on YouTube, and then make it Starbucks and Sex Workers' Rights on podcasts.
Man, I'm gonna get some angry tweets from, I thought y'all did two shows. It was the same shit.
Yeah, well, we uploaded at the whims of us as motherfuckers. Like, the,
plot twist. We were the motherfuckers.
And yes, they are bath bomb facts. Jessica May said, I wonder if she got into some sort of a altercation with the people in processing, and they did that, what they did to her on purpose. Talking about the cis woman that got put in the cis male's jail cell.
Maybe, because she didn't even know she had a warrant out, because it was like some shit from like the 90s, I guess.
Yeah, because it said she was going to a grandchild's
event. She's like 55, I think. I think I read 55. So, yeah.
Yeah, or they may just be sadists.
Also that.
Yeah, and let me see. Boobadoot, scoop, bop, boop, bop, boo. Jessica May said, LOL, who are the people watching porn at Starbucks? That's also a thought. It's like, yep, I need a Frappuccino and a little, let me see. What am I going for today? I think I'm going to look for ebony and Japanese. I'm all about that today. And
like the one, I don't think we covered on the podcast, but I found the one about the guy who was just like masturbating in public. But like, I think we did cover it though, like three women in like an hour.
Oh, yeah, we did. That was the last Why Don't White Crime.
Yeah. That guy, that's the guy who watches porn in Starbucks.
No, I think it was like four. Like, you gotta, that was fucking wild, yo. Check out the latest Why Don't White Crime, folks. That dude, he was baiting for real. He was cranking that Soldier Boy. I'll tell you that right now.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Britain Loco said, are there looking sprees in Starbucks after looking sprees? And, what they are starting already with Tumblr. That was part of it as well. What's happening with Tumblr?
Tumblr is going to ban all adult content. I'm just going to read this and see if you can detect. I'm going to test everybody's sex worker history knowledge and see if you can detect the super shitty part about this. Mm-hmm. Okay. So social media platform Tumblr will institute a total ban of adult content starting December 17th, according to The Verge. The new policy will target stills, GIFs, videos depicting, quote, explicit sexual content and nudity, including female presenting nipples, because those are different, genitals and sex. Permitted media under the new guidelines will include media of breastfeeding, birth, and, quote, nude classical statues and political protests containing nudity. And adult
Niggas like, it was a Nocturnus.
Femin and all that. Yeah. And adult targeted illustrations that do not show sex acts. Written erotica will be allowed without imagery. The exceptions, let me see here. Illustrations and art that feature nudity will be okay if sex acts aren't depicted. The new policy's announcement comes just days after Tumblr was removed from Apple's iOS App Store over a child pornography incident, but extends far beyond that matter alone. Adult content will no longer be allowed here, the company flatly states in a blog post set to be published Monday. After December 17th, any explicit posts will be flagged and deleted by algorithms. For now, Tumblr is emailing users who have posted adult content, flagged by algorithms, and notifying them that their content will soon be hidden from view. Posts with porn content will be set to private, which will prevent them from being reblogged or shared elsewhere in the Tumblr community. So aside from the obvious, who detected the super shitty, shady thing they did?
I may have, because everything in it was super shitty.
Everything
shitty.
In it was super shitty, but December 17th, really? Really?
Oh, there's a...
That's the International Day to End Harm Against Sex Workers.
How on purpose was that?
And it's an arbitrary ass day. The 17th? Really?
Yeah, December 17th.
Like, you couldn't wait till, like, the end of the month, right?
That's when Mary got the ultrasound.
Shit.
She got the ultrasound and said, oh, fuck. Joseph, I don't think this shows. He don't look much like you. He got them nigger lips.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Virgin Mary talked.
Jesus was a white man, too.
Archive chat space. Skippy flippy jibba dooba 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 doo. Oh, yeah. They're basically just interacting with the ideas. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost said good stuff, good stuff. No, bad stuff,
bad stuff.
Jesus Christ. All right. My schedule got changed for work several times. My schedule got changed for work so many times that it's back to the regular schedule.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I literally left the job thinking there was an update for that. And then I got a phone call while getting a cheaper cat litter.
Yes.
And they were like, nah, man, fuck that shit. Switch it up. So I'll be doing the regular thing tomorrow. And I think that should be about that. All right.
Do you want to leave them with one funny one?
One funny, yeah.
It's vegans doing vegan stuff.
Oh, this is good.
A woman could face charges after she was found Monday releasing live tilapia into Lake Chabot in an attempt to rescue them from a local market, according to the East Bay Regional Park District.
Wait, is tilapia saltwater or freshwater?
It's freshwater, but it's an invasive fucking species, and it's not indigenous to that part of the planet.
Oh, that's no good.
That's no good.
Fuck.
That's like that shit that fucking white people did in Florida with the snakes.
Oh, yeah, like, there's just, what are they, like, boa constrictors or something?
Actually, what's happening now, they were releasing reticulated pythons, which are, like, the super, super long ones, and people get them because they think, well, I mean, they look cool, and they're like, oh, I have, like, the big snake, and then they realize you can't actually fucking handle an 18-foot snake in your house. So they let those guys go, and of course, because they're from, like, tropical climates, they do really well in, like, swampy Florida shit. People also have been importing rock pythons, which is also a tropical python species, but they're assholes. Like, they're just a very aggressive snake. Now, you'll never believe what happened. Really, really big reticulated pythons have begun breeding with the really, really asshole rock pythons, and now there's a new python subspecies that's eating everything and is really ill-tempered. Because people are amazing.
And it's probably, what, like, South Florida, North Florida?
By the Everglades and shit.
By the Everglades.
Yep.
And you know what? Republican, I'll say it, Republican Charlie Crist, while he was governor, he did sign off on legislation to try to combat climate change and protect the Everglades. He did do that. But then Koch Brothers owned Rick Scott said, nah, son.
Nah.
Nah, son. Fuck that. And on some level, I get that's why Charlie Crist flipped parties. One, because... he got outed, like he was closeted, And then there was that factor that the party just went way too wacky with climate change for him. Because remember, there's that one thing that I showed you with Newt Gingrich and Nancy Pelosi.
Yes.
And Newt Gingrich, there's an old video clip of Newt Gingrich and Nancy Pelosi saying we need to combat climate change together.
Yeah.
Okay, one, oh, wait, the one funny one.
Oh, yeah, so yeah. So she was releasing the tilapia. A police sergeant found the woman and learned she had released 9 tilapias so far into the lake over the course of 2 weeks. Biologist Joe Sullivan said they'll outcompete native species and resident species eating their food, and in certain cases, they'll actually just prey on the resident fish. Tilapia are just really good at taking over. Lake Chabot is a popular fishing location in the area, full of bass, catfish, and trout. I really think that she thought she was doing a good thing by trying to save the fish, but I think it's a little odd. Hopefully the tilapia will not survive the cold winter in the lake, but if they do, the damage won't be clear for years to come. According to the park district, the woman said, quote, she felt like she was rescuing the fish from the market and making it possible for them to live.
This is like a little... this story is almost like a confusing metaphor of McMurica.
I thought I was helping.
And they're just good at coming over and taking over shit and fucking everything up. And we'll just see what the damage is in about 400 years.
Yeah. Just wait it out. See what happens.
It's pretty damaged.
Yes.
And I'm going to use this term because I'm reading it. Jennifer Loco. Oh, this is maybe a different Jennifer Loco. Said, I swear people are so stupid, especially in Florida. And Britain Loco said something similar happened with a Chinese carp nearly taking out an ecosystem. And then when I try to click see more, it won't let me see your whole comment. Because Facebook is very advanced.
It is.
And what is this? Sophia Loco in the archive chat space said, no fat whip, grande latte, shot of hazelnut, and a cream pie to go.
Ma'am.
I like to get a quad venti caramel frappuccino with no whipped cream myself. And a cream pie. To go.
I don't like to get anything at Starbucks because I always burn my fucking food.
Yo, that white man looked like he was burning everybody's food on purpose. It looked like he was protesting for Bill Belichick or something. I don't know what the fuck was happening there. That shit was hilarious looking. All right, that is the goddamn wine cellar.
Yes.
Moral Monday.
Yes.
We still have the Tariq Nasheed coming, all right? New Tariq Nasheed. I try not to do him too much, but he's fucking funny. He found out that pegging exists, all right? He found out pegging exists. And how did he find out? It just may surprise you.
Or will it?
All right. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. I think there's like 55 people on the Patreon now. That's fucking rowdy.
Yes.
That's rowdy, man.
Thank you, everybody. We appreciate you.
Like, when I started the podcast, the shit was getting $50 a month. Now there's more people signed up
than dollars we're actually getting.
Yeah, like back when I first started it, man, like it used to be a mail. Like I look at my PayPal and be like, man, I got $50, man. Man, one day I'm going to get a new microphone or something.
Yeah.
And I moved, got married, and got a new microphone. Things happened.
I got a new microphone.
Right? I still have this fucking thing where I have to look and check like every half a segment. I'm like, is it still on? All right, but PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund, and this is how you basically pay Phoenix, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this is that, like she, like, the PayPal debit card is now her debit card. Yeah, sure, it has my name on it, but that means nothing. That's her debit card now.
Which is also hilarious to me, because clearly nobody checks that. Because at none of the gas stations, I cannot, actually, no, well, at the gas stations, I can't swipe outside, I have to go inside and swipe, but everywhere I use it, because some places actually make you sign it, and it clearly has your name on the card, and I, you know, whatever.
All right. Yeah, that's what's happening. I can't help but look at the archive chat space again. Jessica Mesa, y'all should be proud. Keep up the good motherfucking work.
Thank you.
Damn, man, there's a deal with Nestle going on. Let me know more about that, Sophia Loco. We got to get the heck darn out of here. Mm-hmm. Everybody, please be as safe as possible wherever you are. And there goes the Facebooks. That's out of here. Mm-hmm. YouTube, you got to get the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. Podcast audio, what is your fucking deal?
Really?
Huh? Oh, shit. That always happens. As soon as you hit stop on the Facebook Live, it, like, restarts itself. It's nonsense.
Nonsense.